In the morning, like, who the fuck am I screwing? My shit. I cannot quit listening to that song.
That shit sucks.
What?
Man, listen. Audiences love to listen. Of course, one of the worst of all was
man, listen.
They had no code of ethics.
We're really fucking nasty.
Yo, we about to talk shit for like an hour.
You
acting like a bona fide hoe today, man.
I'm acting like a...
I just finished watching The Secret, son. I'm trying to like visualize greatness and peace. And you fucking up my world right now, man.
Hey, Jeremiah. Fuck you. Fuck your world.
Do you hear yourself, man?
Fuck
do you
secret.
Hear yourself, yo?
Fuck the secret. Here's a secret. I don't give a fuck. Now, not
it ain't, it ain't a
that.
Secret if you told someone. You know what I'm saying? You
well,
can
now,
keep that
it,
shit like that.
It'll be
yourself.
Our little secret. That'll be just between me and you. Like BFFs. That's our shit now.
See, this is,
don't tell another soul.
You're much nicer to the people that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter and things like that. Like you need to check yourself. You need to maintain those tones, man. Maintain your tone.
Do what?
Maintain the tone. You know what I'm saying? Your tone.
Yeah, I'll maintain this tone right here. Yeah, you're right. I can keep this tone right here going.
No, a little lower. A little lower.
Nah, that's not a tone.
I don't think everybody needs to hear. You know what I'm saying? Just yourself.
It's not.
It's okay, Larry. I mean, things is going to get better for you. They're going to get better for me too, but you gotta stop with the hatred.
They're probably not gonna get better for me, and I once again, I just
see by saying things like that,
just let you in on
it's
my
not
secret.
Going to happen. By saying things exactly like that, see, maybe I'm here to do more than to just host the show with you. Maybe I'm here to motivate you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, then I'm really fucking lost.
What do you
then,
mean?
That's
what
the
you,
case.
What are you trying
if
to say?
If you've been put here to motivate me, then I quit now.
Is it because I smoke marijuana? Is that it?
Primarily. That's the majority of why.
I'm going to stop one day.
I don't think so.
No, seriously. I'm going to stop. You know, like I'm seriously going to stop.
Probably not going to stop. And that's going to always be okay with me. You know why? Because it's your life.
You know what? Like, I'm not fucking with pills, though. Pills is like, it's a wrap for that.
I don't fuck with pills either.
Have you ever?
Yes.
All right, just shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Stop acting
Guess
like
what?
You all. No,
what?
No, 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 no. I don't want to hear that. You know, you what? Acting like, you know.
Eons ago.
So what? I don't care if it was yesterday, nigga.
I know.
I'm going to stop saying a nigga word, yo.
No, you not. And why the fuck did you even tweet in star GG, whatever the fuck you did? Like, nigga, please. You're never going to stop saying nigga.
I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? That's,
that's. But let me help you. Let me help you in your effort. You're not going to stop. Fucking forget about it. Pick something else you can accomplish. I'll make you call me a nigga, so it wouldn't even take long.
You'd See, be this, back. This never happens when I'm not talking to you niggas, though. Seriously.
Pick something
never
like
happens.
Drinking soda. You can do that. That you can accomplish. You
See,
know,
this is what this is exactly what I was talking about. How getting the unhappy people out your life, yo. You're so bitter, yo. It's like I don't know.
Yeah,
I almost want to help you shoot yourself in the face.
You're the only person in my life that makes me mad, or that makes me unhappy.
Sounds very personal.
So
See,
in order to
seeing
in
how we don't talk, you know what I'm saying? It sounds very personal.
We talk
you have plenty. You have issues, my dude. Like it's you need help.
Everybody got issues, Mike.
Nah, man. I don't.
Okay. Your number one issue is your delusion.
No.
Yeah.
You know I had an omelet this morning?
Of course that's going to be a delusional person's answer.
Yo, I had an omelet this morning.
I
an omelet. With three types of cheese, my brother. Three types of motherfucking cheese. Motherfucker, can you buy that?
Ha 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 ha
Nah, seriously though, three cheeses, bro. You know how I feel about cheese.
Boy, man, that's why I can't.
It was mad. You know what? Mozzarella is a cheese that is like it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It hangs on. You know, it won't let you go. Beautiful, you know. I love cheese, man. I want to be buried in cheese. Just mad types of cheese and shit.
So it would be fitting that you like rat and like cheese.
Because I like cheese, mm-hmm. and I have to like rats. Yeah, you're right. The bitter inside you, this shit is disgusting. It's like
inside of me. All my bitter is on Front Street.
You are like the cold sore of life. You just pop up with just bitterness, man. Damn.
The thing about cold sores is that you earned it. So who gives a fuck?
No, I've never earned anything right like back that.
To remind you of this.
I don't have any cold sores, but I don't.
Okay, well maybe you don't, nigga. Who? Okay, why are you getting defensive about it then?
I'm just telling you. You might have no.
Yeah, because you're getting like defensive about cold sores. Like, no, they don't. Nigga, yes, they are. Cold sores are life reminders of the nasty shit you did. That's exactly what they are. When you think they're gone and shit is, you know, blown over, it's like,
so,
oh, okay.
Okay, okay. So I guess you are like, you know, karma or some shit. Like, if we do bad shit in the world, Larion pops up. I get it. Did you fall?
Did I fall?
Quick question. Since you're reaching that age in, you know, mentally, life alert. What do you think about life alert?
I'm supposed to answer that shit?
Yo, I'm serious, man. Like, that okay. shit is... Yo,
oh, I'm going to tell you what I think about life alert. I think it is a godsend. And thank God for the opportunity for the elderly to get help when they're in such a predicament.
Yo, I thought you was going to clown and shit, but... Life Alert is fucking awesome, yo. Because there's people that are bitter, and they don't want to be around anyone. So they like to live their lives and shit alone. So imagine if they need it, you know what I'm saying? Not a hurricane, but like a heart attack or some shit. That shit is awesome. Not the, you know, the heart attack, but the Life Alert. I love it, yo. It was funny
life
how
alert.
The
Life Alert is swell.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Good shit.
Yeah, I like it.
I might get a life alert just in case. Like, that way,
word.
If I don't have any beer in the refrigerator, I can hit a button on my chest.
You know what? They should do cab alert.
Yeah, cab alert would be cool.
Cab alert. Yo.
I personally want beer alert. You get cab alert, that's fine.
Cab alert. Imagine, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, press a button and a cab appears and shit.
How about pussy alert? That'd be cool.
No.
Well, yeah, okay, because you got a girl.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Pussy alert would be
great. What if you press it by accident?
Good! It's always a good time. Well, not always.
Yeah, now you chilling with your moms and shit. Y'all eating Brothers Original, and you made a mistake and press the button, and, you know, pussy appears. What happens? That shit's weird, man.
I send pussy back. I tell her, I'm sorry, I accidentally pushed the button.
You can't!
All you gotta do is put
it's
like
impossible. One. No.
No, it's not impossible.
No. So you take you taking this shit somewhere else, yo.
It's not. Oh, I'm taking it somewhere else. You know what? I'm allowed to take it somewhere else. Yeah, I took it somewhere else. I don't give a fuck. You want cab alert. Which is, I don't give a fuck. Cab alert. Who gives a shit? You call a cab, nigga. I don't need a cab alert.
What do you mean? You call a cab.
Oh, pussy. But if I could just hit it with like an emergency, I need pussy now.
That's how it's gonna. Oh man, you want the wrong things, man. Damn shame.
What do you want?
I don't want nothing, man. I had Louis Vuitton.
That's becoming abundantly clear. You want a cab?
Because you know I have a DUI and I drink sometimes. So I may need a cab.
Drink quite frequently. I drink sometimes. There was a time.
And the bar is right downstairs. So I may need.
The bar is right inside the house. Downstairs. I bet you have a very extensive bar at your residence, don't you?
No, I mean, it's a few nightclubs and sushi bars and shit that have all types of alcohol. And, I mean, I can go around the corner to the biggest bar in the city and shit. But, I mean, that's it. Well, not the biggest bar in the city, but this shit looks definitely huge. But, yeah, it's a lot of alcohol around me, and I don't drink that much anymore. Mm. Can't speak for marijuana, though, seriously.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever. You get the whatever alert you want. How about that? How about personal programming?
Yeah, I was kind of off that topic due to the fact that you took it somewhere else, and I said, you know, I'm going to let you have that. So I'm not there anymore. Quick question, because I was up since like 5, obviously 6 this morning, and there was a marathon going on outside. Like, I guess a bunch of white people was walking and shit, running and all that. The deaf dude on Twitter, you know, I don't like discussing Twitter, but the deaf dude, like, he really went off, made a video, and he's fed up. He's fed up with...
Do we really have to talk about this?
Yes, we do. Months and months of hatred. This is unacceptable.
What's unacceptable?
The hatred towards this deaf guy. I don't get it. I never got it. I never understood it. People can sit here and say, yo, he's corny as hell. But yo, we will listen to Drake. Like, imagine his tweets over like a 40 beat or whatever. I don't know Drake's producer or whatever the hell his name
That's
is.
That's his name.
Yeah. 40. Imagine that. That shit will be so many classics.
Well,
but, I mean,
personally, I saw what happened. He put the video up and all that.
He was upset, yo. He was upset.
Was I upset?
No, I said he was upset. What do you mean, what was you upset? How does this, like, affect you?
You asked me to speak on this shit, right? Shut the fuck up and I'm going to speak on it. Goddamn.
You're a fucking asshole, yo.
I'm an asshole. You shut up and I'll explain to you. Dick face.
I can't take you seriously right now, seriously.
This nigga's a dick face.
seriously, what do you think about it?
What did I think about it? I'll be honest, man. I thought it was all fucked up. Like, I'm with you. I don't understand, like, why everybody hates him. I'm like, y'all know he's like 20. I think he's 21 now. I'm like,
oh,
all right,
so you've been following him for a while. You've been following his career for a while.
Yeah. He's big in the game. I mean, he's almost at like... I think he's at like 440,000 followers. He's out there. You're gonna see him. So I mean,
yeah, not all the time. But I mean, I guess you are.
I'm like you. Like, I never got it. I didn't quite understand it. Yes, he is corny. I get it. But like you said, so is Drake. And I like his music. I had no problem with him. I'm like, all right, he's corny. Okay, but he's a young dude, and I mean, he's got, you know, going through this corny thing.
By listening to Drake, how much pussy have you been getting lately?
Hold on,
has Drake been getting you any pussy? I just want to know. What's the pussy count off of listening to Drake's music?
Okay, so moving right along. And so the whole thing is, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I don't understand why everybody's, you know, always picking on dudes. So finally he snaps and he responds. And, you know, then it becomes, I told you he wasn't deaf, and then his other videos pop up trying to prove to me how he's not deaf. And I'm like, dude, my mother is legally deaf. Can she hear? Yes. She's legally deaf, though. She can't hear a lot of different, you know, sounds and range. It just depends. So I'm like, why are y'all trying so hard to expose this dude? Like, what is the big deal? And I mean, they don't want to admit it. You know, it's corny. Like, they're jealous. And nobody on Twitter wants to say that shit. Like, why does it matter? You tell me why it matters. If he's faking it, right, why does it matter to them?
I mean, really, it doesn't. Like, half of the shit on there don't matter.
It doesn't. Because everybody will try to swear Twitter don't matter. Then why do you care if somebody's faking whether or not they're deaf or not? It just, I don't get it. You're so mad. Like, he made the video, and I believe him. I really believe him. I mean, maybe one day he'll make a suck out of me by saying, oh, I believe the nigga, and, you know, he was faking the whole time. Okay, cool. I'll live with that. Because I, at the end of the day, I mean, he don't feed me in mind. No,
I seen the emotion in his hands. He was mad.
He was mad. He was dead ass mad. And I did laugh at the end because he was so mad. But you know what I saw on that, and the thing that kind of fucked me up was that everybody was making fun of how he talked. And I'm like, okay, y'all, hold on. Even if he's faking, that is how deaf people speak.
I know. I mean,
he just went on a tirade making fun of how deaf people speak. And I'm like, that's the bigger thing. So don't sit here and try to cover up like, nah, that nigga faking, son. I'm like, yeah, but the way he sounds is how they sound, regardless if you think he's faking or not. But, I ain't no angel, so I don't want to try to get extra self-righteous on niggas. I just didn't really say much on it. But since you asked me, I went ahead and explained now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wasn't going to really say much or nothing on the shit. But all in all, I thought it was ignorant altogether. And I ain't no angel. I'm sure I had ignorant moments and somebody want to call me out on it. And that's fine. I try not to. But, I salute you.
I get it though, because when I watch, I'm like, damn, he's pissed, you know. But I mean, I never had a problem with dude. Like, I never had a problem with what he's doing.
Yeah, deaf people don't wear headphones. I'm like, yeah, they do. Just because you're deaf doesn't mean you have absolutely no hearing.
I never seen a blind person not drive a car though.
You know what I mean? They still dance around, all that stuff. They can, they're saying he turned around the video saying something about it, he turned around to his name. Well, yeah, I don't know how long you've been deaf. And they also learn how their name kind of sounds. So then you respond to stuff like that too. Like, say, who? I'm like, why? And even still, once again, why do you care? Why do you care? They only care because he has 400 some thousand followers. But they're the first one to tell you followers don't matter. It's just, I'm like, all right, whatever. That's my, 12 cents on that shit.
Got you.
I'm like, is it really cool to make fun of how, crippled people walk? Is that the funniest shit on earth, too?
Yo, the thing is, when you're high, everything is funny, man. That's just what it is. But
I'm not going front. I do. If your grandmother falls down a flight of steps, I'm probably going to. That's just being true. I didn't even get mad at the shit. I was like, I'm not with it. That was my more of my. I wasn't joining the bandwagon and jumping on all the jokes. Because we all got our thing. That's what it boils down to. Like, everybody has that sensitive subject. And that doesn't even touch me personally. Like, I don't have a deaf member in my family or anything like that. Mm.
No, I mean, I went to school with some, and people just, it's like they was normal. It wasn't nothing, crazy. But it's like when you go through something like that, like it seemed like they was always the flyers. So, I don't know.
Anyway, that's kind of going now, whatever. I'm sure. You'll probably get money off of YouTube hits. So they'll probably start paying him for advertising. So that'll work out good for him. Maybe he'll get a miracle ear deal. I'm serious. Like, shit, let him get paid. Fuck it.
A miracle ear?
Yeah, that's the hearing aid thing.
Oh, you did your homework and shit.
No, I just know that. You don't remember the commercials? Come on, remember, because remember, it's funny you brought up the emergency alert thing. What's it called?
Life Alert.
Life Alert, yeah. Remember the old Life Alert commercial? I fall in and I can't get up, that joint.
Well, I still see that shit.
Yeah, we saw all make fun of that. And I remember that. But yeah, around that same time, Miracle Ear was another big commercial that used to come on all the time. My grandfather used to have Miracle Ear. And that fucker whistled and whistled and whistled. We had to tell my granddad, granddaddy, hearing aid. You have to twist it, turn it.
You know what, that's another thing, yo. Getting old is scary as hell, man. Very scary,
I don't want to, to be old.
I don't think no one wants to be old.
Some people do. They speak on it. They say, I can't wait to be a grandfather and sitting on the porch and my grandkids coming by.
That's some self shit, yo.
Not so much for me. Oh, for y'all to be like, I can't wait to be a grandfather and have my kids.
No one even wants to be called a grandfather or grand. Like, Well, guys don't really care, but, you know, my mom doesn't even... My mom's been a grandmother since, for a while. For, like, past 12, 13 years.
Old. Yeah, she's mad old.
No, my mom is not old at all.
Oh, you're right.
She was
You're right, you're right.
Shut up. She was a grandmother at, like, 40, 42.
Right, that happens.
And I don't think that's kind of, I don't think that's old at all.
Nah, it's not.
No, not even before. Damn, yo, my brother was making moves, yo. And it's his birthday today. I text him like 6 o'clock in the morning and shit. Like, yo, happy birthday and shit. That happy birthday shit is for the birds, yo. It
happy
is
for the bird.
What?
Happy birthday is for the birds?
It is.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I just never was like big on birthdays. Especially with my brother, like, I'm not like, oh, yo, happy birthday, son. Yo, happy birthday, my nigga. Like, that shit is mad awkward. It's always been. But me and my brother, like, we don't have that type of relationship. We just, like, when we get up, we get up. Even if we lived in the same place, we'll never chill. Like, never. Like, he had his life, I had mine, and then we'll be out, and we'll see each other, and it'd be like the head nod. But that's the best. Like, that is the fucking best. Because I don't need him in my shit. I don't need to be up in his shit.
So you're telling me you're homophobic with even your brother?
What the fuck are you talking about homophobic?
Y'all sound mad homophobic to me.
I said we didn't chill like that. Like, he did his thing, I did mine.
Tell the man happy birthday without losing a level of
comfort. It ain't even that. It's just like we was never close.
You like, happy birthday, son. No homo.
Did I say anything about no homo?
I'm asking you.
Nah, that shit's corny. My brother don't say that shit. I say that shit for jokes, man. That shit is funny. I don't believe that shit.
You do.
I don't. That shit is hilarious.
Hey, I'll tell you.
All right, you know what? Matter of fact, when I used to do the show on Friday nights and shit with Derek, yeah, I used to have to say that shit. You know, like, it was, but it was still funny. Like, it was a joke. But other than that, I don't really care. Like, you think I'm out here talking about some no homo, and that's what she said? Man, fuck that bullshit. That shit is just for jokes, man.
I say that's what she said, and nothing.
Nah, yeah, I mean, all that shit is corny. It's corny if you're serious about it.
No, no, like, I'm gonna keep doing it regardless, so it don't matter.
I get it. I mean, you'll still be corny, but I mean, it's cool. You've been corny.
Exactly. And your opinion to me is what I rest on tonight.
A lot of people do.
I can imagine. I can only imagine that.
A lot of people do. You know what I'm saying? Can't, like,
can't quite sleep down. You know, sleep well. They know how you feel about them. That's got to be paramount in most people's lives.
It is. And but, I understand it because, you know what I mean? I'm one of those people where it's like nothing affects me. So it's like they want to be like me. And when they sleep, they want to sleep just like me. I am bullshit, but you know, like, you need that level of confidence sometimes.
That level of confidence is fucking stupid.
I get it, but you'll never understand it. You know what I'm saying? You live where people don't really want to grow. So it's like, you know, maybe that's starting to affect you.
Yeah, I don't want to grow. Nah, I'm big enough. Growing for me. He slimmed down, if anything.
I get it. Can't be too fat friends, yeah.
All right. I told you. I told all my friends, I am the fat friend.
You know what's crazy? I was having this discussion with someone that I won't name because y'all don't know. So,
well, they're more
they were saying, no, they were saying that when you hide your face online, that means you're ugly no matter what. And right. I was saying right. That's mostly towards the females.
Oh, no. It goes for guys.
Yeah, I've been hiding my face for about, like, I would say, a year now. Not even. Maybe about 6 or 7 months.
Well, I've seen your face.
I get it. I mean,
it's odd worthy.
I get it. This is why I was trying to be funny on Twitter in the beginning, because I knew that my jokes will get me, like, past my face, you know?
Yeah.
And that's sad, but I feel better about myself now.
That's good, man. I'm glad you reached a new, you know, plateau in your life. You know, last I checked, you was at the Knicks game watching them get washed by the Heat.
Yeah, that was on my bucket list.
Well, to watch your favorite team get washed by the Heat.
The thing is this, they actually, some of the players played hard, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to see it, you know, like when you're just there, it's like something totally different. Like you see all the flops that happen, and I mean LeBron, Amari, like once you start getting paid a certain amount of money, the flopping begins. I mean, it was disgusting. Like, shit that I was seeing, like, fake-ass fouls. Come the fuck on. And LeBron was so, I'm like, damn, son. You are the biggest nigga out there. And you over here flopping. Amari, too, but such a bitch. He get tapped on the shoulder. Like, Tyson Chandler get tapped on the shoulder. He's like, ref, you seen that? No, nigga. Like, fuck that. Play. Get on defense, you bitch. Niggas getting paid all that money.
Amari Stoudemire.
Like a hoe. Amari's a big asshole. I'm a big Knicks fan, yo.
Knicks fan. Yeah, so I'm like,
Amari is like a bitch, yo. A fucking bitch. A hoe. Nigga, no one I knew was focusing on the Suns. I just knew, I'm like, all right.
Nah, the Suns was hot with him.
No, the Suns was, it's because they had a package. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had
but even then, we all knew with the Suns, they didn't play no defense. Same thing, D'Antoni brought that shit over.
D'Antoni doesn't, and he brought in like Mike Woodson or some shit to teach defense. Like, come the fuck on. We supposed to win games with defense. When you have a certain amount of ugly niggas on your team, you have to play defense. That's it.
That is defense. That is defense.
It is. It is.
Nobody wants to face up when you gotta look at, you know.
Yo, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley. Patrick, yeah. Yo, we had all them ugly ass niggas, yo. Come, like, we was dominating shit.
Exactly.
Now we got Landry Fields and shit. We got Jared Jeffries. I like Jared Jeffries. I don't care what nobody says. He's not going to score for you, but that nigga will, if a fight break out, he's there.
Yeah, he's going to claw you or some shit.
Now, I mean, it don't matter. Like,
that Bill Walker nigga is our best hope.
Yo, the thing is this, like, people, you know, talk shit about him all the time. But he was the only one that was trying to make plays. Like, everybody was just passing the ball to each other. And it was like, damn, yo, who's going to be the star? Who's going to be the star? Okay, I know I can give him the ball and I'm going to go, whatever. I don't know much about basketball to draw up plays. But damn, these motherfuckers was just standing there waiting for the three. D'Antoni's like, shoot threes. No one was going inside. Like, come on. Because you know why? Joel Anthony, ugly ass, was down there. Just staring at niggas. Like, just ugly as hell. Making a straight face, but still ugly. That shit was depressing, yo.
Joel Anthony, you on the list, brother.
I don't want any... Like, next time there's a... Like, next year, I just hope they get rid of these diva ass niggas. That's why we got rid of David Lee. David Lee was a 20-10 guy, but once he felt that he should have been a part of the All-Star team and he didn't, and he started bitching about it, acting like a little hoe, that's exactly, oh, I need my money. You know what I mean? I need more money. All right. Okay. But what the fuck are you doing? Like, all right, you getting 20-10 on a losing ass team. How hard is it?
Somebody's got to be the guy. So that
somebody has to be the guy. You're right. He played no defense. He played no defense whatsoever.
The team sucks. Let's end the Knicks talk right here. The team sucks. There's always this false hope because you went out and get X person. You didn't get LeBron. Didn't work out. When got Carmelo, he has absolutely no help. The fucking idiots are trading to get him. You should have just signed him at the end of the year.
He wanted to leave.
Yeah, you So what?
Thing is this, I didn't care. I didn't care for him. I told him, I said, yo, I didn't tell them, but I was talking to Yvette. I said, yo, I don't want him. I don't want him on the team. He was not.
That you gave up other people.
Melo was not the piece, yo. Melo was not the piece. Yeah, I don't think he was. I don't think he was.
Felton is not a top player, a top point guard?
Okay, we're talking about I said Melo was not the piece.
Oh,
nigga, we traded Gallinari, Wilson Chandler.
Yeah, you gave exactly, and that was my problem.
We gave away everybody for Carmelo and fucking Chauncey Billups.
Exactly.
I'm not saying Chauncey Billups is bad, but yo, they had a better team than us in
had a better team without Melo than you do with Melo, and you know why? It's because they gave up so many pieces to get him when all they had to
do. We had no one that was willing to shoot the fucking ball. Like Melo came over here, and now he has no one with him.
Yeah,
like Tony Douglas is not ready. Tony Douglas is not ready to be a point guard. Like he's more of a shooting guard anyway.
Oh, right, yeah. And he's better off the basketball, like catching the basketball.
Exactly. He's not small. Dribbling like, you don't see him more. I don't see him like in a series like holding it down. I don't see him. He's too streaky. But this is not fucking about the Knicks. It's not about the Knicks at all.
Yeah, I was trying to end that whole Knicks shit because, like I said, they suck. And they're going to be bad.
All right. I get it.
I'm a Rockets fan. Trust me. I know about having a shitty team.
Yeah, I know you're a Rockets fan.
Than y'all right now.
But y'all will probably beat us.
We did just tonight. Two nights ago. We beat them, so.
Matter of fact, I was out yesterday.
Like I said, it happened. And, these things happen. It's just it's sports, and you got to learn to like them and not love them. Like I always tell everybody, just like them and move the fuck on.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like what you just said.
What? Like them and don't love them?
Yeah. I mean, I get it, though.
If I loved them, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now because the Giants fucking one against my 49ers. I don't love the 49ers. And we shouldn't have lost anyway. So
yeah, y'all beat yourselves.
Yeah, we did, and that happens, and that's fine.
And it does happen, but
that's why it's okay to like
it. It's next year. Y'all have a great fucking team.
We have a lot of great things to bring back. Yeah, I got his favorites to go all the way next year.
It could be worse. Yeah, you could be a Falcons fan. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
And they are just soft to me. I'm sorry. They do all this shit the whole year, and then they like get into like the playoffs and just.
It's cause Matt Ryan don't get the Vic criticism. I mean, he's no better than Vic was in Atlanta because Vic made a lot of big plays and shit too, and then they would criticize Vic saying he wouldn't win in the playoffs, and then Matt Ryan does the same exact shit, and he sucks on the road and he sucks outside. But they never talk about that. They never talk about that. They let it ride. I don't know why exactly. I don't want to pull the race card because that's corny to me. I don't like to do that. But I really haven't quite figured out why nobody talks about how Matt Ryan just kind of fizzles outside of Atlanta and outside, and especially on the road. So, you know, but whatever. I don't care about that either.
I really don't.
That's my whole point was like the sport. Don't love them because you'll get too emotionally involved. And it's so funny because like on Twitter and stuff like that, or even, you know, even not even on Twitter, my friends, they'll text me, you know, while games are on, if we're losing or after we lose, I have to hear these texts. I'm like, y'all know I don't care like an hour after the game, right? Like either way, win or loss, I do not care. Like 1 hour after, I've moved on. Like, come dog, there's other things going on. You just move on. Move on, people. It's not a big deal. Root for the Giants in the Super Bowl. Good luck to them. I sincerely hope they win. And that's it. That was my little life lesson. I hope y'all got a little something from that.
I don't think anyone has.
Probably not. I don't fancy myself a philosopher. I'm just a nigga who talks a lot. Every once in a while I say something smart, though, I think.
It happens sometimes.
More often than you. And that's not saying much. But it happens. But,
you know, Instagram is this, like...
Oh, God.
No, I was just going to say, like, Instagram could be great at times.
Instagram is horrible.
No, it's not.
And I'll tell you why. It is giving people this illusion that because they have a, what is that shit called? Sepia, I think it's called.
Probably.
Camera plus. Gotta have a filter that makes stuff look bronze, and they think that makes it art. I'm tired of looking at your fucking, you know, Barbasol can. There's nothing artsy about that. Just take a regular picture. You don't have to Instagram that shit. And matter of fact, don't even take a picture. We don't care. Making things blurry, looking like you have this ambient light around you, your dog chewing on your old socks. None of this is art. None of this is art. None of this is art. This is just giving you this false sense of you're some sort of photographer. And it's insulting the real photographer. Matter of fact, the people that I do know that do actual photography don't use Instagram because it's a joke. So fuck Instagram. I hate it.
Is it because you don't have it?
No, not at all. I'm so dog. I'm getting so old. Look how old I'm getting. I've been eligible for a phone upgrade for about 4 months now. And I don't give a shit.
Because you probably have like a whack ass, you know, provider. So it's like when I had T-Mobile, my phone days were so sad.
Talking about, I have the best provider. I have Verizon.
Oh, yeah, Verizon. Yeah.
I have the best provider. It has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the fact that I just don't care about keeping up with shit like that. Like I used to.
If I can quote you.
You can.
You said like a year ago, if you had an iPhone, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself because most likely you would just be on it doing whatever.
About a year ago, and about a year ago, that was very true. In this year that's passed, that is not as true as it would have felt a year ago. I find a lot of this stuff that I used to care more about a year ago, I don't care. So, I mean, yeah, a year ago, you know, a lot of things were different. A year ago, I thought the 49ers were going to suck. And they obviously did not. And they went out and did some things. So, yeah, a year ago, I was saying if I had an iPhone, it would be too distracting. And a year ago, it damn sure would have been. Mm-hmm. Now I could get one. It wouldn't bother me as much. Now I'm getting old. I want shit like strong battery life. Like, that's my shit now. It's like, I need a phone that just lasts all day long. Getting old, man. That's the type of shit you do when you get old. You start looking at the long term. You quit looking at, you know, the hottest new thing. So I've been like patiently waiting and anticipating and weighing them up because, see, now I have to make a 2-year commitment to a phone. And I want to make sure I pick the right phone for me. And that's the...
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with everything you said. The battery life, it just depends on how much you use your phone. If you're just on your phone, you know, using it or whatever, watching movies, playing video games, Twitter or whatever, you're gonna use a lot. But the battery shit is pretty damn good. On my BlackBerry, the one I used to have, I didn't do much on the phone. It was BBMs, a little Twitter, and that was really it.
Right.
And text messages. So you're not really using much. On this, like, I'm doing everything. Like, I'm checking.
Right. So
I'm checking Wikipedia sometimes. You know, Twitter, YouTube. Then there's
Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia
for.
Well, because they have like daily, you know, entries and shit like that. So I'll just read that shit.
Okay. Well, my whole point was that I'm waiting on it because.
Like the daily today's featured article and shit, some bullshit. But I'm definitely gonna read it.
I'm just saying I'm growing up, man. I just wanna.
But that's the thing. Like, you need more. Like, due to the fact that I moved to Miami and I feel like I want more out of life, I'm gonna need a phone that's gonna help me out. Like, there was times when I didn't have a my resume and I had to email it and I had to hook it up somewhere to get it, like, to print it out, and this shit worked for me. Like, I have something called Evernote where I can be on my computer and type in Evernote, whatever notes that I have, and it's going to go right to my phone. I don't know if BlackBerry can do that, but it's more than just video games. It's more than, you know, YouTube. Like, I can really do a lot with this shit.
How much did they pay you for this shit?
What do you mean? Oh, because I'm poor. That was funny. That's funny. Nothing. They don't. Team, I'm talking to you though. Like,
you teams. Fuck your teams.
I'm not team anything though.
Yeah, you are. You've been team Apple.
Come on. Yeah. You never see
Apple everything. You on a Mac right now, ain't you?
Yes.
I'm on a PC.
Okay, maybe. I mean.
Maybe what? Maybe you got more money than me?
I don't. Maybe. I had no money at all. I'm
maybe
broke.
Maybe you went to the Knicks game, the Heat game. I maybe would have liked to have gone. Could I have gone? No. Couldn't have won. Didn't happen for me. Maybe I like a Mac. Am I on a Mac? No, I'm not on a Mac. Why? I couldn't afford it. Now, you tell me. Who got the news?
Yeah, I know people in the projects that...
nigga, don't try to break. That's like black people. That's like white people bringing up their black friends when they get caught in a racist moment. I got a black friend.
Black people are more racist than white people.
I know.
Black people are more racist than the KKK. Like, black people are just racist. Period. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, you're right.
Racist motherfuckers. KKK. They are. Black people are racist against themselves.
I agree. Shout out to Willie Lynch. I agree.
I'm not a team iPhone guy, a team anything. I just think that this phone is what's up. It helps me a lot every day. Like, okay. The apps and shit. Like, BlackBerry didn't have great apps at all. Can't do shit.
I'm not even arguing that at all. My whole point was that I'm getting to the point where it was just like, instead of me just going out and getting the brand new hotness I could get, I was like, no, I'm going to take time to study. And even then, like, I found one, I was going to order it, the Razer Max, and it's because it has, like, the long battery.
It's a Razer, though. Like, what are you going to do with that?
It's going to do a lot of things. Like, it'll do everything I need it to do. I do check emails. It still has the same Netflix app.
Yo, get whatever phone you want, but I don't know about that Razer phone. Yeah.
I want to play Angry Birds. I can play that too.
Who the fuck plays Angry Birds? You're not five.
A lot of people with words with friends. That's the other thing, right? Everybody plays that shit.
I'll
be playing? Zero, because I got a job. Okay, I don't even understand. Only time you can play that shit is when you're taking a shit. The only time you catch me playing Word with Friends. Man, that fucking game will take 2 weeks before we finish. When I get home, I don't want to play with friends. I want to play with myself.
All right. See.
What?
It's weird, though.
Nah, it's not weird. It's very natural.
No, it's not natural at all. It's
not natural to play with yourself?
Come on.
What you want me to say?
Nothing. Natural. I don't want to say anything. I don't want you to say anything.
Now you don't want me to talk.
I mean.
I understand. Okay, I went too far. Too far. It's
way too far. Too far. It's Sunday.
You're right. It is.
It's partly cloudy outside. Got a little.
Savannah is nice.
Got a little wind.
No wind going on. Huh? Anything going on in Savannah?
No. Come on. Like, let's be serious here.
Niggas are doing nigga things. There's something going on.
I know.
I can find something to get into. It's probably not very positive. It may not even be legal.
It definitely won't be legal.
This thing's definitely going on.
But out here, you know, it's a lot of good things going on. I'm actually going to, this week I'm going to start my workout again.
Okay, so now you're talking about shit I don't care about.
I'm going to start working out again. I think it's needed. You know, I gotta lose like 15 pounds, so I'm gonna do that.
This isn't what I like to call fat chat, okay? This is not something I'm into.
But I mean, I'm not fat, so it's like, you know.
Right, yeah, but I am, so it's different. But oh, you know, as I was saying earlier, that when it comes to the fat friends, any fat person listening, there can only be one. We know some Highlander shit. Hey, two fat friends in one clique doesn't work. We can't go out together. And I got a friend that's getting fat. I've rebuked his fatness. I get on him. He's like, "Well, you fat?" I'm like, "Nigga, but I came to the group. I'm the fat friend. You don't get to be fat. I'm the fat friend." Yeah, nah, it's too much. Entirely too much. And he's skinny fat too, which is worse. Small limbs. You know, small limbs. People don't understand what skinny fat means. Skinny fat is like being like taking an olive and sticking 4 toothpicks out of that skinny fat.
Nah, it's like a pregnant straw.
That's a good one too. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a description. It's like your ninth grade chemistry teacher. Remember that guy? Him.
He's like ninth grade chemistry.
Him.
Damn, chemistry. Ninth grade.
Oh, well, for
due to the fact that I think that high school had chemistry. Yeah, we did. Matter of fact, we
11th grade. It depends on like what track you're on. I took ninth grade chemistry. I flunked though. I'm not trying to say I failed. I wasn't very good.
I actually passed a lot of classes. Like, actually, let's see. Ninth grade year, I did not. My freshman year, I didn't do shit. I was in a bad school, so I just did bad shit. And you know what's crazy about that?
You were the East Side, didn't you?
No, that was ninth grade. Yo. My mom worked in a school, so it's like I was supposed to do a lot. And every teacher knew me, but I didn't do shit. Like, when I say cut classes to cut class, like, fuck it. I did it. Like, I just did not go to school. And when I was in school, I didn't do shit that I was supposed to be doing. But I still went to the 10th grade. That's crazy, right?
Didn't happen for me, though.
They just like, hey, no child left behind.
That was probably a little bit more like no bad niggas in this school. was probably for that program. Yeah. Whoa,
what's crazy was I ended up going to another school that year, like the next year. I went to Montclair High School. You know, it was very interracial town. Shit was kinda hot. Like it was the suburbs.
Oh, you probably had a teacher tell you you drop out, right?
Nah, not even. Not in this school. Yeah, it was a fun school and shit. But I ended up doing good. Like, I ended up actually doing good 10th grade year. And then 11th grade year, it was like, nah, fuck school. And I did that. I had too much freedom. Lived by myself. 11th grade, had my own shit. So I was like, fuck school. Fuck school.
Word to Walker.
And then in 12th grade year, so my senior year, they was like, "You are not graduating." I said, "Are you fucking serious? So you mean by me saying fuck school, I'm gonna have to do another year of this bullshit?"
And then that's what you said. Fuck
and that. That's what I said, man. Fuck school. And I ain't do shit.
You know what I just realized?
No, I'm fucking. I'm lying.
I don't care. Did we emphasize earlier? I don't give a shit what you do. If you don't graduate, my brother,
on everything, they said I would not graduate. They said it's impossible, and my family was on some, like, bullshit. They wasn't even fucking with me.
Right.
But what I did was I buckled down and just took, like, mad classes. My senior year, I was supposed to only have, like, 3 classes. I was supposed to be, like, gym and, like, some other bullshit. I had 2 gym classes. 2 gym classes. I had like 9 classes. You know what I'm saying? I had no lunch. Like, shit was just fucked up for me. But I graduated on time. Like, I kicked that year's ass, yo.
Hey, look, time out. Somebody want to hear your dumbass Eastside lean on me ass story? Check out of here.
It was me. It was me and 14 other people and shit, you know? Me and 14.
I see what you did here. You tricked me. I wasn't even doing no show. I'm through talking to you. That's a wrap. That's it. Good day.
my bad. All right. I guess that's it.
End it.